I'm sorry I'm not at home now. Your mother did warn me you were coming, but I've had to go away. It was sudden, though not unexpected. I really don't know when I'll be back, and so I thought I'd better give you some clue what to do and where to go while I'm away. Like learning Latin, it could be quite an adventure, and you might need some help with it. Remember those games we used to play when you were younger? Notes and cryptic clues. Let's find treasure, I used to say, and you were always so good at it. But maybe you're too old for that now. I'm sure you'll think of something to do. Great. Capital. So the real question is where you can go. Obviously, you're welcome to squat at the old house for as long as you like, unless, maybe, you think you should find a school friend like Ned or Tim or someone to join for the annual holidays. No more encouragement needed. I'll be in contact just as soon as I can, but don't worry if you don't hear from me. Too many negatives in that last sentence, I fear. Remember, LFT. Doesn't work on the computer, sorry. Love, Dad. Matt read through it several times. He couldn't believe it was as innocuous and unassuming as it seemed. Why go to all the trouble, the cloak and dagger stuff as Dad described it, just to say he was away for a few days and Matt would have to look after himself? No, Matt decided, there had to be more to it than that. He read the letter again, thinking carefully about every word and phrase. First of all, he was sure it was from Dad. The mention of let's find treasure brought back more memories of the treasure hunts Dad had set up when Matt was about 8 years old. Dad used to plant clues for him round the house and garden, simple coded messages like lists of numbers where 1 represented A and 2 stood for B and so on, through the alphabet. Then Dad would pretend it was a mystery to him as well and help Matt work them out. All the messages were marked with a symbol, like a capital E with an extra line across the top. It was, Dad helped Matt work out, an amalgam of the letters L, F and T, all drawn over the top of each other. They decided between them it must stand for Let's Find Treasure, and Dad said at the end of the letter the symbol wouldn't work on the screen. You'd need to create a graphic for it, and Dad probably wasn't up to that. All of which meant, surely, that the text on the screen was itself a clue. There was a message hidden in it. Maybe several messages. You might need some help with it, told Matt he needed help from someone else. He wasn't sure about the mention of Latin. He'd learned Latin at school, though he wasn't any good at it. Dad had insisted he do the option, and of course Dad knew Latin as well as the ancient Romans did. But he wouldn't expect Matt to decipher a clue in Latin, would he?